Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
Okay, so big news. I squirted. No joke. I mean, I friggin' squirted 3 times. Okay, his profile or his information is not up yet under the guys, and I need to get that up. But I'm calling him Cowboy N. Yes, he is a cowboy. Anyway, holy shit! I can't believe it. Number one. This guy's fucking 29. So how it is that this 29-year-old male, and I mean, we would, like, this is like a man's man kind of a man. This is not a metrosexual kind of dude. How this cowboy knows more about my body than I do. Anyway, yeah, at 43, I've got a 29-year-old teaching me how to squirt. I love it. It's like the best. Anyway, so yes, I'm okay. Scratch it off the bucket list. Although I need to sort of refine it a bit, but I'm not kidding you. Maybe I should do a video. Well, it wouldn't be anonymous, but. Like, if you could see me right now, it's just my jaw is hanging open. I'm stunned. It literally, to me, doesn't make sense, but whatever. I don't care. I don't even know what he did. I'm like, you need to show me what the fuck you did. That is amazing. What did you just do to me? I mean, he did it 3 times, and it was obvious it was intentional. And when he wanted to, he did it. And I'm quite shocked about it. Very interesting. So now what I need to work on is apparently doing this, you know, according to Cowboy N, I need to work on doing this without him, know what the feeling is, the sensation's like, and do it myself without him forcing me to do it. I'm like, okay, well, that sounds like it's going to take a lot of practice, Cowboy N, so we better get crack-a-lackin' on that. I'm ready. Yes. Here I am. I'm your willing student. Oh, sensei, show me the way. Anyway, oh my goodness. I'm just totally flabbergasted and excited. I mean, this is why. This is the stuff right here. This is exactly why I'm doing this. This is why I'm on this sexual road trip, exploring. You know, for whatever reason, I skipped over it, like most people would have done. And, you know, I'm sort of doing it in reverse. Fine. You know, but yeah, but I'm totally into it and having so much fun with it. So I can't wait to master that, you know, and actually be doing it. Although, you know, I do remember one guy that I met and was chatting with. We never actually made, you know, had a physical encounter, but he was telling me that, you know, he kind of said, well, you got to be careful about that. He's like, oh, I could show you how to do that. And, but you got to be careful about that because once you open those floodgates, like I think he was kind of, his point was, you know, it doesn't shut off. Once that's happening, you're going to start doing it. And it is messy. Yes, that I can tell you. It was messy. And I wasn't even probably full blown, like, you know. But yeah, that bedspread definitely had several wet spots. I didn't sleep in it, thank God. But I had the luxury of getting in my bed at the end of the night, which was dry. But yeah, I need to ask Cowboy Ann about that. Where did you sleep exactly, and what did you do? Did it go all the way through? Did you just kind of move to the dry side? Was there a dry spot? Or did you rip that thing off? And, you know, I mean, guys are warm anyway. Usually they don't need that stuff. But that comforter was definitely wrecked. Another hotel room. I'm telling you, maybe I'm not going to be able to show my face very much longer. You know, they're going to see me on the cameras and be like, oh no, squirter, 12 o'clock. She's, stop her. Anyway, yeah, I'm just totally pumped about it. I also said, hey, you need to show me what you're doing. He's like, I'll show you next time. I mean, I was just so blown away that it was happening. I didn't even, you know, I wasn't looking down like, what the f-? I was just kind of like, holy shit, I know my head was back. I mean, I was into it in the moment. But I was not paying attention to what, or, you know, what he was doing or how he was doing it. It's just like, holy shit. This is happening to me. Oh my gosh. That was fun. That was a fun night. The whole night. Yes. I've got to put his little moniker up there in the guys section and then type out that story. Wow. It was very fun. Very, very fun. And long. Yeah. I was tired. Worn out. I'm sure he bounced right back because he's young, but I was tired the next day. And I felt it. Like my body, you know, I felt all the positions, all the contortions. Yes, that is the stuff. That is, and it's all that stuff. That's like, this is why I'm doing this, is to have fun, have a good time, explore all of this. So I didn't think, you know, I didn't know if I was going to be able to squirt or not. I had no idea. Never. I mean, I could, you know, it's interesting. I could not recreate that right now. I could not stick my fingers in myself and do what he did. I have no fucking clue what he did. I just know I want more of it and I want to get better at it. And I'm excited about it. So there you go. There's my little squirting adventure. And thanks for listening. Again, if you have any questions or comments, you can email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.